You're listening to Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
1988, we go back to the fog game in Chicago. Bears-Eagles. Vern Lundquist on the call with Terry Bradshaw. No one could see anything. Bears won 20-12. And the Eagles, despite throwing for 400 yards, Randall Cunningham, they had to settle for 4 field goals in this game. This is the Bengals. This is a remake of the Simon and Garfunkel song. This is actually good. It's from the movie Less Than Zero, starring Robert Downey Jr.
Who?
Bet you didn't know that. Yeah. Yeah. Robert Downey Jr. plays kind of a drugged out guy. He's got some friends that are trying to, like, save him, if I remember the movie correctly.
So it was an autobiography role at the moment,
right,
at that time, right?
Who, if you saw that in 88, who would have thought that guy would have been one of the major Hollywood actors 20, 30 years later?
Yeah.
Who would have thought? So there we go. By the way, before we get to the NFL schedule, and we're going to go through it game by game to tell you what you'll like and what you won't like, time to tell you about Friol Deep Penetrating Oil. Industrial strength Friol spreads deep into rusted and frozen parts, and it frees them with ease. The three-part formula delivers 3 times more lubricant, and it takes less spray, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil to get the job done. So if you got stuck ball joints, you got rusted nuts and bolts, rusted machine screws, axle nut removal, Friol is the item you need because it's also body shop safe, which means it's safe on paint, plastic parts, and it's silicone free. And it's available at AutoZone, O'Reilly, Napa, auto parts stores everywhere. Give it a try. It's Friol Deep Penetrating Oil. All right, let's get going with the schedule. Week 17. We've done this every week throughout the season. Tell you what to like and dislike from this schedule. We'll start off in Buffalo where the Bills will take on the Miami Dolphins. A very, very important game for Miami as they are 10-5, one of the group of 10-5 teams that are trying to make the playoffs. Buffalo can secure the 2 seed with a win, or doesn't matter what happens to them, a Pittsburgh loss would also give them the 2 seed. Now, the 2 seed doesn't give you the bye like it used to, but it's still the 2 seed, and that's something left to play for. Forget all that for a second. This is a good game between 2 teams that have been dying for this opportunity for 20 years.
Yeah.
To play a meaningful playoff game, a playoff-like game, for some context of leading the division. So good for both of them.
One team is already in, and we could have, you know, we could have the Bills breaking the Dolphins' hearts.
That's right.
Too. That's always fun to watch.
That's right. Absolutely.
And obviously, they got the okay. So Bills Mafia will be in attendance.
Yep, the limited number of fans will, but New York was one of those states where it was like, no, it ain't going down. So other places can have it, but not here. Yeah. And this is, they're going
to
allow
you. Buffalo was like, oh, we got to.
Come on, we're in the playoffs. We don't do this very often.
Besides, it's going to be like, you know, 500 feet of snow.
That's right. Yeah, if it is a storm, are they going to be able to do that thing where fans bring their shovels like they, you know, like they do at Lambeau 2, where it's like,
I don't know,
shovel it away for us. Please,
I'm just
please.
Wanting to see some tables.
Yeah, I know.
Me too. Meet their end.
Cincinnati at Baltimore. Ravens are still vying for a playoff spot too, although they're a little bit more secure, I think, based on some tiebreakers.
But don't you feel like this is like, here you go, Ravens, just go ahead and go in.
Yeah, go in, because this is the Bengals.
Doors open.
Yeah, it's your chance to finish out. Bengals are on a 4-game win streak after they lost 3 in a row and looked like garbage. Remember Lamar Jackson had COVID and they didn't play particularly well, and you know, they were losing, and it was like, uh-oh, what's happening to Baltimore? Well, they've turned it around and have won 4 straight. And again, part of the group of 10-5 teams, they're still trying to make the playoffs. And the Bengals closing out a year where we're all excited for year 2 of Joe Burrow when he's back from injury.
That, so. I mean, their team is already looking forward to next year.
Right. Yeah.
And their fans are like, yeah, we don't care. Let's go. Let's get on to the next.
Let's get Joe Burrow healthy and see where this goes.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh at Cleveland. Now the Steelers can get the 2 seed with the win, but they're going out with the Ben Roethlisberger. He's done. Mason Rudolph will be in at quarterback as they give Roethlisberger a break. They have not had a bye since week 4, so this is technically a bye for the Steelers. But the Cleveland Browns need a win. They are 10-5 too, and they need a win to get in. And you know, I said this yesterday, and I'll say it again in case you missed it. I'm a Steeler fan, but on the flip side of this, I don't want the story to end for the Browns. I thought they had a good enough year to make the playoffs. They have suffered. Their fan base has suffered. I really want them to make the postseason.
Yeah,
I really do.
The other thing to keep an eye on is whether or not this team can actually play.
Yeah, that's true.
There's some COVID.
Yeah.
COVID is going through their through their organization right now.
That's right.
And now it's getting to a point where it's almost, I guess, you know, could they push this game off to a Tuesday one last time?
Yeah, there's two more cases for the Browns?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, we'll see. I don't know. They had that problem last week with the Jets where there was some COVID, and they should have. There was people who thought maybe that game should have been rescheduled, but they didn't, and they didn't play. They played anyway.
Well, we know
anyway
what the NFL will say. The NFL will be like, no, you're playing.
Done with that.
Just play.
Yeah, exactly. Minnesota at Detroit. Now, if there's a game you can just skip, it's this one.
Yeah.
Neither of these teams are going anywhere. So there's no real playoff implications on the line for any one of these two teams. But nevertheless, it's still Minnesota-Detroit. All right, I can't say it. Dalvin Cook's not playing. His father passed away. The Vikings have lost three in a row. Detroit's terrible. There's nowhere to go with this one. Now, this is another game on the schedule that's like Minnesota-Detroit, but I'm actually curious. Patriots and Jets. And the reason I'm curious is because the Patriots are in trouble, right? They're a mess.
Right.
They've lost three in a row. They're not. They haven't even scored. They can't score. The Jets have won two straight. Do the Patriots just mail this one in and go, you know what? Screw it.
I don't think.
I don't even want to do this. I'm done. Stupid. Or do they say
Belichick
we're not
doing
losing
that
to the Jets? No, Belichick won't do it. But I'm wondering if the Patriots are just like, we're tired. We're done. We had a bad year.
Yeah.
Let's finish this out.
I don't know. I think they go out there because, I mean, you know,
do they
Belichick
kill the Jets?
I think they should.
They can't score.
I don't. Okay, well, I'll throw something else at you. If the Jets do find a way to win this game, they're ending the season one on a 3-game win streak.
Right.
Does Adam Gase keep his job?
Oh, God, I hope not. So if you're getting your Jake Asman, right, you go,
I don't want to think that way, but.
No, yeah, you don't want the momentum speech from the owner, right? Well, we ended on a good momentum. Yeah. Let's see where this goes.
Just took us a while to figure things out. Yeah, let's right. go. Let's usher that out there one more year.
No. But just curious to see where this game goes. Dallas versus New York. This is one of those games that's got zillions of fun to it, right?
I mean, it's a must win for both.
Both teams. Here's how it would work for both teams. The winner of this game, no matter who it is, needs Washington to lose Sunday night.
Yep.
That's it. Doesn't matter that the Giants are a game behind Dallas and Washington. The Giants win. They wait to see what happens Sunday night. Dallas wins. They wait to see what happens on Sunday night. If Washington wins, neither one of them are going to the playoffs. So the Cowboys, look, I know the Cowboys haven't played really strong opponents. The 49ers are weak. The Eagles are with the backup quarterback and the Bengals stink. But they've won three in a row and they've averaged 36 points in those three wins. They're rolling along. The Giants, on the flip side, they've lost three straight.
Yeah,
not only they've lost three straight, they can't score.
They look like they had turned their season around. They are actually in the lead of the division at one point.
Yep.
And then now it's back to them being the Giants.
And have only scored 26 points total in those three losses.
Not a good look.
So Dallas's offense is clicking right now, and the Giants can't put it in the end zone or kick it through the upright. So, but again, it's probably one of the more important games in terms of playoff implications because this is essentially a playoff game. We'll go through the schedule, but this is really one of the only ones, I think it is the only one, where it's win or go home.
Yep.
That's it. Whoever loses this has no chance of making the playoffs, but the winner still has an outside chance.
And the really fun thing about this game, too, whoever the winner is, they're going to ask their fans to become Eagles fans.
Absolutely. Wait. Yeah, exactly. Whoever wins this game, become Eagle fans, and then you're going to feel that Sunday night with the Washington, Philadelphia, you'll be like, and they're really nervous in Dallas or New York.
Yes.
Whoever wins this game. So this is very important. Atlanta versus Tampa Bay, the Falcons closing out the season. They are 4-11. Raheem Morris says he feels like his team is competitive, and he's probably right. They've been in a lot of tight loss. They've lost four in a row, but all of those four losses have been pretty close, including missing a field goal that would have sent it in overtime. But the Buccaneers have been the story. We missed this in the 2020. Tom Brady going to Tampa Bay. He's got the team in the playoffs. A win over the Falcons and they'd be 11-5.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, this guy. 43 years old, new place, still the same numbers and records. Fantastic.
And they had the fifth seed pretty much locked up, right?
Yes. I think they need a win to get it. But they also can get it with a loss and other combinations. But that's the team that plays the NFC East.
Yes.
So if you are the fifth seed, you get to play a lousy team coming out of the East.
Yeah.
So there's something about that, I guess, that would make you want to strive for that. All right, we'll come back and we'll wrap up the rest of the games that will start in the late afternoon plus Sunday night as we continue with Wake Up Call.
It's a Throwback Thursday on Wake Up Call. Now back to the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with Tony D and Ron Culver.
All right, 1988, the Fog Bowl. We go back on Throwback Thursday. This is New Order. I thought it was Depeche Mode, but because all he sounds like this in the 80s remind me of Depeche Mode. All right, this is 1988. So what's the name of this song?
True Faith.
True Faith, okay. So I like, yep. I like when we play a little Jukebox Thursday, Throwback Thursday. Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't compromise your visibility with streaks or smearing on your windows when it's time to replace your wiper blades. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. The professional parts people will help you navigate their wide selection. Find the wiper blade that's right for you. O'Reilly Auto Parts will even install those wiper blades free of charge. See better and drive safer with new wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. All right, we continue the NFL schedule. These are the later afternoon games. Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers. Is it my perception, but the Bears have turned it around a bit and are now the seventh seed in the NFC. They've won three straight.
Nah, I refuse to believe that.
They are heading to the playoffs.
Well, they need a win to get in.
They need a win, but they could get into the playoffs. So the Packers have the one seed at 12-3 right now. Can they lose it, Nyland? I think they would own the tiebreaker against the Saints.
I think so. I think so.
So it doesn't really matter. The Bears are currently in right now. A win gets them in.
But no,
I think they get a win, they could lose in an Arizona loss.
They can actually. Green Bay does not have the number one.
Oh,
seed.
Oh, doesn't have the number one seed yet.
They don't have the locked up. So I mean, they could. I think they have the tiebreaker over the Saints, but I think they could lose it to the Seahawks.
That's right. Okay, so yeah, because the Seahawks are 11-4 as well.
Yeah,
that's right. So the Bears have the seventh seed. Arizona is 8. Both are 8-7. I think the Bears win the tiebreaker.
So they got to play.
So they've got to beat Green Bay, but even if they lose, if Arizona loses to Seattle, I think, right. they would be essentially the seventh seed. So the Bears have a lot to play for. Las Vegas and Denver. Neither one of these teams have anything to play for. Vegas blew it. They're on a three-game losing skid, have lost five of their last six. A team that was headed right towards the postseason have just spiraled out of control and are now out of contention at 7-8. Too bad. Because that was a fun team for a while, and now they're not fun anymore. And Denver has been a team that has been beset with different kind of storylines, but they have lost four of their last five, so who cares? Just wrap up the season and get out of our way, because we're all heading to the playoffs except you two.
We're done with them now, right?
Yeah, we're done. So have fun. Close it out and be gone. Indianapolis facing Jacksonville. Many of you not remember this, but Jacksonville beat Indianapolis in week one.
Yeah.
Right? They beat Phillip Rivers in week one. Jacksonville has not won since. They've lost 14 in a row. Indianapolis fighting with Tennessee for the top spot in the AFC South. Both teams are 10-5. But if you lose, you become 10-6, and you're actually in danger of not making the playoffs. So be very careful.
And you know what? They can go ahead and win this game.
Yeah.
Because Jacksonville has the number one draft pick locked in. So
yeah. Wouldn't that be weird? That would be one of those Elias Sports Bureau things where it's like, find me the team with two victories, and both of those victories came against one team. Like, we played them at the beginning of the season and the end of the season, and that was the only team.
And is it not poetic that a book ends the season?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So be careful, Colts. You don't want to be messing around with the playoffs. So beat Jacksonville and be done with it. Kansas City against the Chargers. You're a Chargers fan. You've got to feel thrilled with how this guy has been playing, Justin Herbert. It has been such a blast.
This is a win season.
4,000 yards, 28 touchdowns.
The only bummer is I'm kind of upset that they're 6-9. You know, and there's a good chance for them to go 7-9 with Mahomes sitting this weekend.
Right, Mahomes is sitting out, yep.
They can go 7-9. They're kind of in draft wasteland.
Right, middle of the pack.
Yeah,
you know,
so you're choosing somewhere in the teens. I mean, you're going to get a decent pick, but honestly, for me, it's this is a winning season because I'm glad that I hate to say it, but I'm glad the doctor punctured to Rod Taylor's lung.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want to say it that way, but
bizarre story.
Yeah. 2020. It only can happen in 2020,
it's like
right?
He did it on purpose. It was so weird. It's like,
well,
it's like
maybe he did. I don't know. But I mean, because of that, we got to see Justin Herbert and the rise of Justin Herbert, and it's been nothing short of fantastic.
Yeah. The good news is that you, like as I've said many times, look, everybody wants an edge rusher and an offensive tackle and all those things. But the one reason you want a top five pick is for quarterback. You already got yours. You got your guy.
Yeah,
he's
we're good.
And he's good. Like we said earlier, Patrick Mahomes is sitting out. Chiefs have nothing to play for. They've already got the one seed wrapped up. They've won 10 straight. They're 14-1.
I mean, Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, I think they're playing for bonuses right now, right?
Yeah, exactly. Arizona and Los Angeles, as we mentioned before, the Cardinals are 8-7,
good
but
game.
They are on the outside looking in. They need a win. They also need to win in a Bears loss because they did check at the Bears due on the tiebreaker. Kyler Murray is going to play despite some injuries. He's going to go out there and play. It's a must-win game for the Cardinals. It's not a must-win game for the Rams, but the Rams have got a Jared Goff issue heading in with the thumb injury. So the entire focus of this game should be on Arizona and Arizona's attempt to make the playoffs and see what happens.
Goff's out, right?
Yeah, Goff should be out.
Yeah, he had surgery.
I don't see why not. He's out for the rest of the way, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So you can't throw it with a broken thumb. Seattle against San Francisco. Now, this is Seattle. You're right. Seattle can still get a one seed, so they got stuff to play for here. But in the end, it's not
this
a matchup.
I think maybe the positive spin would be, Richard Sherman going against his former team. But I don't even think Sherman's out, right?
Yeah,
isn't I think he out with an Achilles
out.
Injury?
So this is not – if this is the – if you get this game, you don't go – yeah, I'm going to watch this because the Seahawks can be the one seed if a bunch of other things happen.
Yeah.
It's not enough.
No,
you know, this
it's
is
not.
A game. They should win. Even if they don't, it doesn't matter. You know, so New Orleans against Carolina. The Saints, we still have a chance.
This is exactly like Seahawks and Niners.
Right. Still have a chance for the one seed if the Packers should lose. We'll see, I guess. I mean, that's about it. They're playing at the same time, so it's not like you can watch that and –
right.
You just have to keep an eye. If you're a Saints fan, you keep an eye on the Packers game. Look, it's weird because in normal circumstances, we would be talking about, hey, you want the, if you're a two seed, why bother? You're getting a bye too, but only one team is getting a bye now, so it is important to try to get the one seed. You need to get that week off. Carolina's just closing it out in his first year under Matt Rule.
And not a bad season.
Not a bad season.
Yeah,
not terrible.
You know, there's some positivity from that.
And look, they're 5-10, and McCaffrey hardly played.
Did he play at all?
Yeah, he played a little bit.
I don't think he did.
But, yeah, it's hard to kind of picture. You know, he's going to miss his 7th straight game and 13th of the season.
Well, I wouldn't bring him back at all anyways.
Yeah, I would not even come close to bringing him back.
Forget about it. You're not going anywhere. What are you going to try to do? Up your draft pick somewhere in the tens? I mean, it doesn't matter. Your season is done.
Be done. Tennessee and Houston. Texans closing out a very, very bad, disappointing year. But nevertheless, the Titans have a ton to play for.
Yeah.
Because the Titans need a win to win the division. Now, they win the division outright. If they win, doesn't matter what the Colts do. They win. They own the tiebreaker against the Colts. So that's set.
The Texans could be spoiled. And I'm curious to see how the Texans respond after J.J. Watt's epic
I agree
rant.
Completely. That's a great angle to this story is your leading guy, your leader of your team, has just basically gone on record as saying, if you're late for practice, that's a shame. That's shame on you. Forget missing practice. If you're late for practice, you should be disappointed.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, let's look at it this way. This is one of those weird games where 5-11 is a whole lot better than 4-12.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'd be curious to see how they respond.
Yep. And as I said earlier, the Titans have a lot to play for because you don't want to be in that group of 10-6 that is milling around trying to figure out how the math works.
Yeah.
To get into the playoffs, to win the division.
And then, of course, bring out the all the slide rulers and all the algebra books to figure out how this person got in and that team's out and this one because needed it. Gets too confusing. Just win.
Now, let me make this case, because I think the powers that be flexed the right game into Sunday night.
Yes, they did.
Washington and Philadelphia. Now, it could have been Dallas and the Giants, because as I said earlier, that's the only game on the schedule that, for both teams, it's a playoff game, right? They could have done that. But it may not have been that if Washington had won earlier in the day. You would have been stuck with a Sunday night game between two lousy NFC East teams. They're playing for nothing.
Yeah.
But here's what you get with this game. You get a captivated Dallas audience or a captivated New York audience and a captivated rest of the NFL wondering who exactly is going to be in the NFC East.
Who comes out of garbage?
Right. Because you set it up that Dallas wins or New York wins, they're waiting on the result of this game. Washington wins, they're in. Washington loses, they're out, and that team is in. It's a great scenario for a Sunday night game when you're wrapping up the entire season to say one of two teams is going to go to the playoffs based on the outcome of this game.
Yep.
And it's not now, the team, both teams that are playing.
I have another angle for you. And NFL, I want you to listen up a little bit here. Post-game, regardless of the outcome of the game, post-game, just give Alex Smith the comeback player of the year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's great.
No need to have a news article. No need to, you know, have him, you know, do an interview via Skype. Just do it right there on the field. Because there's, I mean, if ever there was a year for a clear-cut winner for any award, it's that one.
Absolutely. And that was one of the good things about the NFL this season was seeing Alex Smith on a field and going, how in the world does this happen? This is unbelievable. I really don't think people understand the magnitude of that injury and how it almost killed the guy. And yet he managed to return to an NFL level with that leg injury. Unreal. All right, Matt Mershell is going to join us, one of our favorite college football guys. We're going to preview the Alabama-Notre Dame game, the Clemson-Ohio State game. The two national semifinals will be played on Friday. That's coming up next as we continue with Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio Network.